the planet.
This call is being recorded.
From viewpoint of the many ships that are out here, from all of us that are looking back down on this beautiful, wonderful planet, is sitting right in the middle of a galactic center or a galactic portal, you might say. And as you are looking back down and seeing this beautiful planet and the grid that is all around, and this grid that is the Christ consciousness grid, it is the grid that I, as Yeshua, have been sending my energy down through for a long time now. I have been the one that has been filtering this energy, but now you, those of you, are becoming the filters for this energy. So with myself now and with all of you, send your energy down through this grid, but ask the ships that are all out here to send their energy, as well as the planets of the solar system. See the energy coming down from the galactic central sun through all of the planets of the solar system and through all of the many ships and the spheres that are out here. And the energy coming down upon the grid and surrounding the planet with this energy from all of us. And then the energy falling to the planet, falling as rain, as light, falling down to the planet. And as it hits the planet, it begins to flow forward as if it were water, but it is light. It is consciousness. It is pure consciousness, pure level of oneness moving across the planet as a wave of consciousness. See this now moving across the planet, imbuing everyone with this light, with this energy, with this oneness. As the consciousness begins to shift all across the planet, and as this consciousness shift begins to happen more and more, know that the Christ consciousness is being born again here within the planet and within all of the people here on the planet, as well as all of the life forms here on the planet. So all are feeling this imbuing of the Christ consciousness coming over and coming through you and through everyone else. And you are the catalyst for this Christ energy. You are now the Christ sending this light out across the planet. As everyone begins to feel this energy move into them, that moment, they are transfigured. That moment, you feel this sense of wonderful bliss come over them. See this happening now to many across the planet. This energy moves into each and every person on the planet. Some will feel it differently than others. Some will feel this intense bliss come over them. They will feel their heart opening. They will feel the Christ consciousness moving into them. Others will feel something different but not understand what it is. They will accept it. They will take it in because it will feel right to them. Many will have the memories come back, that they will remember this happening at other times in their existence. And it will be like coming home to them. And others still, as they feel this light, this energy move into them, they will push it away. This will be foreign to them. It will be something that is not pleasant. And for these ones, why you are here, why you have been chosen and chosen to be here. For just a moment, allow this energy to move through all beings on the planet and see it imbuing everyone with this Christ consciousness, this new shift of consciousness. Even see it as an electricity moving through each person. Moments, see the earth transforming, higher herself, moving into higher vibrations herself permanently, and taking all of you with her. All life forms that are ready to move along, to move on, she is taking with her. From wherever you find yourselves, begin to drift back to the pillar of light that you came up in, back down towards your physical body. As you move into your physical body, feel the Christ come in with you. Feel that energy. Feel it move into your heart center, beyond your heart center, into that high heart center, that magenta center. It is there. As your high heart is becoming activated again and remembered. Yourself now flowing with this energy, moving through your body, through your physical body, your astral and your etheric, all inside with your physical body. All of the energy is flowing around your body. Feel it becoming imbued within you. Now allow yourselves to come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Yeshua, Jesus Ananda. As your bodies are returning to consciousness here, I will share with you. I will share with you the meaning of your Christmas season. It really is. It is not about Santa Claus, although that is a wonderful fable and tale that parents can tell their children, for it brings so much love and so much connection to your higher selves. It is about peace. It is about peace on earth and goodwill toward all men, all mankind. It is about love moving through each and every individual on the planet, and all life force on the planet, becoming this love. About oneness. It's about bringing everyone together at this happy and joyous time. Yes, you can give gifts, certainly. You can receive gifts, or did not the three wise men in that story bring gifts, bring what they had to share? For all of you that you have to share with one another, whatever that might be, it does not have to be in the form of a gift wrapped up. It can be in the form of a smile, of a hug, of a hand. handshake, of a touch of some type to another individual in need, whatever that might be, whatever you can share. If one is needing some type of healing, I'm asking for it. And you being the ones that are anchoring the light, you being the ones that are realizing your higher self connection now, feeling the source moving through you. Just as I did in those times, so too can you do this also. For it is not yourself that is doing these works. Is the source within us, the Father within us, is moving through us, doing these, what you might call miracles, but they are not. They are simply source working through each and every one of us to heal, to bring love, to bring sharing, to bring oneness to all that we know. This is what this holiday season, this is what Christmas is all about. It is not about my birth. I was not born at this time. I was born in the spring, the new beginnings of life. And look at this now as the birth of the Christ consciousness within each and every one of you. And within all of mankind, Christ, coming again, the second coming, is this Christ consciousness. It was not only meant for me, it is meant for all of us. All of us can take this Christ consciousness within, and be able to move and share consciousness with your fellow brothers and sisters. Yes, even with the animals. For as you share with them, they share back with you. They are here to bring unconditional love. And you, as you are moving through this transition and through this ascension, you are bringing this unconditional love along with you. You are sharing it. As you share the light, you share the love. It is all one and the same. I am not going to share with you what to expect in this new year coming. That is for others to do. Know that as you move into this next year, this next wonderful, amazing year that is ahead of you, know that it is now that you are in that is going to produce that wonderful year ahead. It is the now moment, and each and every now moment that you have will create special times that are coming. I am Yeshua. All of my peace and love be with each and every one of you in this wonderful, joyous season, in the many seasons yet to come. Padme Om, Om Mani Padme Om, Om Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
One who serves here with you to not to follow that up. That's a difficult one to follow up on here, so we will not even attempt to do so. But we can open up to questions here now if you have some. We know there was one question that was going to be asked, and we are ready for it if the one Zoe here is ready for the question. can move on to anyone else here that has questions or comment or anything that they wish to share here.
This is Cheryl. I have a question.
Yes.
What are the colors of our new chakras, the three above and two below?
What a wonderful question. But in order to answer that question, you would need to go within yourself and find this for yourself. They are, especially those three that are at the top, you might say, are going to be different colors than you might expect. They're going to certainly be high frequency colors, very high frequency colors, and some one in particular that has not even come into your understanding yet. This is all we can say on this now. The ones below are also going to be somewhat different. They are not this in lower frequency colors, though. Do not think of them in those terms. They are also going to be high frequency colors here as well. Everything is going to be high frequency. Everything. And even your what you would call your low frequency colors are going to be much higher frequency because the intensity is going to be much in extreme. Your reds, your orange, your yellows, all of this will be so much higher frequency as you continue to move on. You will understand this, and some of you would understand this now because you have had experiences, whether in dreams or your meditations or simply visualizations that have occurred, where you have been in these higher vibrations, fifth dimensional frequencies, and you have noticed the intensity of the colors. Have you not?
Yes.
Some of you have, yes, know this. So to answer that question, we hope this was sufficient for now. You will come to this as you move through this ascension process and you remember so much that has been forgotten up to this point, and those chakra colors will come alive at that point. And there will be no question for anyone that is rising with these frequencies at that time, there will be no question as if chakras are real or not. Okay?
Okay, I have already given my chakras colors, even a blending of colors. I was just curious. And then my second question is, do we acquire or become more aware of other chakras as we move up in ascension?
Other of your own chakras, you mean, or
yes.
Others?
No, our own. Do we become aware of more chakras, additional chakras?
Beyond the 12 you are speaking?
Yes.
Yes, there are more and you will.
Great.
As you move into the higher dimensions, these will come alive as well. And even more importantly, they will come back to your remembrance.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hi, this is Marilyn Jack, and still hardly talk. I think I'm going through quite an experience here, and I think I'm experiencing an alteration in my lung condition, which I feel is healed. And after my salutation to Claudia, I started coughing and choking, as a matter of fact, and my heart, I felt my, when I finally stopped coughing, I felt my heart chakra like receive, I couldn't tell if it was receiving or giving a huge beam of gold, because I have some sacred objects over my high heart, and I always do when I meditate. And then when I went out, I went out into a sky that was so gold, it was almost thick in color and in texture, and it was just loaded with spaceships, I mean, zillions of them, and they were having like a party, all of them. And I could see light going from one spaceship to another, and almost, you know, it's like, what are these parties they have before football games? tailgate party. Yes, that's what it was. It was just, it was wondrous. And then I felt a real release from my back about the location of my lungs. And I just, I don't know. I just feel like a different person.
Wonderful. You are having a release of pent-up energies that have been holding you back for a very long time here. And they are now being released. And you are experiencing the releasing of this. It is difficult at times because it is something that is different for you right now. And it is, as these things are being released, it is taking the ugliness or the yuck, you might say, out of your lungs and out of various parts within your body and releasing all of this. And all of this is a wonderful thing that is happening as you are moving through this transition now as we speak here.
Thank you.
And it is a transition of love. It is not anything more than that at this point.
Okay, thank you. That's beautiful.
This is Keisha, and I have a question for you.
Yes.
When we went through the advanced, we went to the causal body, and I saw my colors in the causal plane. So when you did that meditation, that connected us up to the causal body, correct?
Correct.
It opened it up, because every time I go into starting to manifest and create, I see the colors of my causal body.
Yes, and your question?
It's just, to me, the connection was when you do when you have the causal body there, you're simply learning how to manifest through the causal body, but now I'm aware of that. Is that correct?
You are not so much learning to manifest, you are relearning to manifest. It is a remembrance. It is something that you have done for eons of time here. Not only you that is asking this question, but all that are here with us at this point. You are all experiencing remembrances as you go through these. This is why it is so easy for some of you and a little bit more difficult for others, because things haven't quite opened up for some of you yet to be able to visualize. But as we always say here, you cannot have the visualization. Do not be concerned about that at this point. Just have the intention, have the thought, and your thought will create the visualization even though you are not able to see it. Okay? So you are having these experiences. They are real. And just keep on going here. Okay?
Thank you.
Any other questions?
I have a question.
Yes?
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I wanted to ask, in line with the chakras that we are becoming aware of, or will be aware of, is that in line with also our DNA developing into the 12 strands?
There is a connection, certainly. Yes, you are moving through many different aspects as your physical body is turning from more carbon-based to more crystalline-based. Your DNA is reconnecting as you go along here. You may not be aware of it yet, and if you went in for a DNA test, it would not come out to those that were perceiving this point. But it is something that is happening at the higher levels within you. We always say here, whatever materializes here on the physical plane first has to become materialized on the higher planes. And this is what is happening now. Your DNA processes now are changing at the higher levels here, and will at some point when things are right for this, we will materialize here in the physical plane as well. But you have to understand that the physical plane that you are in is also altering very rapidly here. And when this DNA process occurs, you will no longer be in the physical plane as you know it now.
I understand. Thank you very much.
Hi.
Hello, Anita.
Yeah.
This is Rhea.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I just wanted to touch on that question about how we're going to look and how we're going to be when we actually, after the wave, become fifth-dimensional beings. I was shown, Ashtar showed me, I was on a ship, and in the middle of the ship, it was like a deck, but in the middle of the ship, there was this great big, it looked like a beam of light coming right up through the middle of this, like a hole in the ship, but it was like a hologram light. And he was showing me, this is how your galactic human bodies will look. He was showing me how the DNA, the molecular structure, the crystalline. He was showing me and everything. Obviously, I was in my astral form, but he was really excited, really, really excited. And everybody else around him was so excited to show us, or show me at the time, what we're going to look like, what we're going to feel like, what we're going to be inside, and everything's changing. And I just want to say, they're so excited up there. You guys are so excited, and he was so excited to show me this, and it was just wonderful to see that how loved we are and how excited you guys are for this transmission, what we're going through. It was just wonderful to see, and I wonder if you could touch on that.
Yes, we are certainly very excited, but we are more excited for how excited you are going to be when this occurs. It will be something that is beyond your wildest imaginations now. Take your most wild Disney cartoon or anything of this nature and look at the symbology in some of this, and you begin to understand somewhat of what is going to occur, but not even close yet at that point. You see, when this occurs, when you have had these experiences, you will look in the mirror and you will still see yourself. You will still see yourself as you look, but you will feel completely different. You will feel a lightness within you. You will feel the love, the bliss moving through you like you have never felt before. Those of you that have had heart openings at this point and felt that sense of bliss, even the one known as Charles at this point, who has felt this very greatly and is continuing to feel this, and those others of you that are feeling this now have not even begun to feel yet what it's going to be like. So if you are feeling this, get ready, because it is going to be so much more. And yes, we are celebrating because we know it is coming very close now. We have been celebrating and preparing this celebration, this party. We are ready to party, people. You have no idea. Much more than any kind of party you have ever been to, at least in this lifetime now. So just as we keep saying, get ready, because it's coming. More and more to the fact that you are coming. Okay?
Yeah. No, thank you. He was so excited. I was excited just to see how a transformation the human body is going to go into this, not really human anymore, but, you know, to a degree, but what everything can was wonderful. I don't know what this beam of light through this light ship was. It was incredible. It was incredible piece of light technology. I can't explain how this, and they're able to move things with their hands and their mind, and it's incredible. I guess I was in the astral, but I remember it so vividly whilst I'm awake. It's wonderful. So thank you for touching on that.
Yes, and you will, many of you all at some point will have these capabilities to move things with your mind, to use telepathy, so no more the crazy electronic contraptions. You won't need them anymore. You will be able to do everything with your mind and your heart, and it will be wonderful. Are there any other questions here?
Yes.
Well, he serves. Go ahead, Laura.
Hello. Who has the floor? yes, I want to ask you. Is it me? Okay. I wanted to ask you, I have been working with you.
Hold, please. We cannot hear what you're saying because there is too much commotion where you are or someone else here. It is gone now, so attempt again here.
Great, thank you. So yes, I've been working with the 12 chakras, although I seem to count 13, but and I've been working with the archangels that are attached to them and connecting to them, and it's very, very amazing and wonderful and profound. But what I want to check in, because I'm befuddled on what one of them is, because I've got the causal, and I've got the upper and lower soul star, and also the stellar gateway. Those are above the head. And then I have the navel, which split into, the navel, which split into the sacral and navel, as I understand it. And then I've got one below the feet, which is the earth star. But then I'm hearing tell from on the calls of another one below the body. And I would love to work with it. And I'm wondering, what is that one and what archangel is attached to it?
What we can tell you at this point is it is somewhat not quite time yet for this to take it too much further here at this point.
Premature.
It's premature, yes. That was the word we were looking for. Thank you. Premature at this point. It will come as you move through this transition and through your ascension process, and as you move into, now the terminology has been given, into the transfiguration. And this will begin to give you more understanding as you think of transfiguration. What does that mean? It means the complete transition of what you are now into something completely different, beyond what you can imagine. The best example that can be given is the one that Charles has spoken of here. We know in the Star Trek, the transfiguration in your Star Trek The Next Generation show. And this, there was one particular episode where a particular being on the ship was transfigured in that sense into a light being. This is not to say so much that you will transfer into a light being at that time, but it is the process that you are going through, and you will experience somewhat of this as you are moving through this transfiguration process. It will be different because of your earth embodiment here, and all that must occur is to bring this about. It is not about one person becoming a light being. It is about all becoming transfigured in the process as they are ready, each and every one. Okay?
Okay, thank you. Wonderful.
When he serves, I have a question for you. In our ascension process, we have been told we will meet our mentors. These are our current guides that will actually manifest, or are they already within our soul group on these calls? Could you elaborate on that? Thank you.
We would say yes and yes to this. You are going to have both. You are going to have those of your guides that will become more physical to you, you might say, or they will be completely different from what you have now as they are brought to your understanding. And in many respects, they will become physical to you when those times are right, when the frequencies have arisen enough and you can have this process. But as of now, you each one have these mentors with you. They're just not physically there at this point. You can become aware of them, and certainly as within you, if you have that connection and have remembered and brought that connection back again, that is wonderful. You cannot have anything more than that. But this will be, as the mentors are speaking of here, this will be for those that do not yet have that connection with their higher self, with their source within them. It will give them that impetus, you might say, to move to the next level. That is what they will be here for you. Okay?
Thank you so much, always. God bless. Love you.
Any other questions here?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
Yes, at work yesterday, or at work, not this past Wednesday, but 2 weeks ago, I was at work, and I've been doing a lot of clearing, and my heart has been opening more and more. And at about 1 o'clock, I would say, while I was at work, I work for a large defense contractor, and there was a negative energy that just descended on me. And at first I thought, well, why am I getting in this bad mood? And then I realized that it was something outside of me, and it just descended on me. And I tried, working through it, and I actually thought about leaving and going home because I had to get away from it. But I stayed, and at about 3 o'clock or whatever, 2 hours later, it lifted. And I even asked my boss if there was like a high level meeting going on where there was some negative energy that was, doing something. And, no one felt it but me. And I was just wondering if you could maybe, I remember thinking I should ask one who serves about this. So I would appreciate if you know what that was.
Yes, what we are seeing here is you are a light amidst the darkness here. That is the way to look at this. You are surrounded by a great deal of what we will call darkness, can even at times be evil forces, you might say. But to just stay with the darkness idea here, not the light. And it is difficult for you at times to be in this situation, but you are there for a reason, because you do bring light into the situation. Without you, without another like you, there would be very little or none. So you have to understand that the particular work that you are doing now in a defense type of situation, working with military types of things, that is what you do, right? Are you not with this type of thing?
Yes, it's not technically not the military, but everyone knows it really is.
That is what we are saying here. You're associated with this. So it has a connotation within itself of being darkness. Not all, of course, are. Not all individuals within this are. But the overall idea here of war or defending from war or any of these types of things continues to hold that old paradigm here of the 3D illusion with you here. So again, you are a light within the darkness. You bring, you illuminate wherever you go if you allow this to be. And there will be times, and have been times, where the darkness will descend upon you and it will be difficult for you to push away, just as it was at this time, but you did it. And this is what you need to do. And if you feel at these times when this occurs that you need to get out of it, then get out of it for a little bit. Go outside, be in nature, feel the energy around you, feel the light around you, look at the sun and feel the energies of the sun coming into you. And this will help greatly with your mood at the time and will help greatly with your continued mission here. And we emphasize that, your mission. Okay?
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Any other questions here?
Yes, hello, one who serves. This is, yes, Michelle.
Yes.
I have been I've been intending to send love and light to the Illuminati and their families and their loved ones. And then I find myself sometimes getting afraid afterwards, and then I know that's not helpful. And I am just not sure how to trust that I'm safe in doing that. Like, in some way, I start to feel like maybe I'm inviting something in, or by even thinking about them. So I was hoping for some reassurance that I can do that and feel completely safe and protected.
Yes. First of all, before you do something of this nature, find the light within you. Just as you did in the meditation here, as we have directed James in many occasions to always utilize the light. Bring the light through you, around you, feel it all around you. Feel that as your protection. Then connect with those that you are speaking of here, those of the dark forces, those of the other side, you might say, the shadow side. And when you do this, you are developing an energetic connection with them. They may not be aware of it at the time. You may not even be aware of it, but you have energetically connected with them. And they will, in turn, send energy back to you. It may not be the kind of energy that you want, though, certainly. But if you have the light, you are protected here. Now, if you are sending out love, then all that you can receive back is love. You see? It is reflected back to you. You send love, only love is reflected back. They okay. may not feel the love, though. You see, or they may push that love away. But that is not for you to be concerned about. You do what it is for you to do in your mission and let everything go. Let God work through you. Let the source work through you. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Any other questions here before we release channel?
Yes, one who serves. This is Melinda Siebold. You know, I have, California is my home state, and I have heard people say that California is on fire because of, like, all of the Gaia needs to rid herself of the negative energy that has gone on in the state for so long. But I just feel that enough people have died, enough of the animals and plants that I love have died. And literally multiple of my cousins, my aunts, my uncles, and my son are under evacuation orders and have had their homes threatened or actually lit on fire, and they've had to put them out. And the negative side of my family, that they're so disconnected from their God source that they have to use technology. But they can use that technology to create massive hurricanes and that dump hundreds of inches of rain in days. And so I just ask, you tell us to ask and we shall receive. You galactics tell us that you can't do anything for us unless and you can't intervene unless we ask you. We have to give you permission. Well, I just want to direct this message to Source and to Mother, Father, God, and to the Elohim, and to the angels and the archangels, and all of the masters, and all of the beloved elementals, and my beautiful Gaia. And I just want to say, and this is my question, I just want to say on the behalf of my beloved California estate, which I love, I'm asking you, will you send us an event, a rain event, or whatever event that you want to do? I wouldn't dare direct your actions. But you know the forces of nature by name. And so I ask for whatever event you want to give us, an event that will make people drop to their knees and say, surely that was an act of God, that all at once, all of those fires in California from beginning to end of that state were put out, that it was such a mighty event that the whole world would take notice. And so, one who serves, and all of you, my family of light, that is my question. Will you put out these fires in California?
As much as we would certainly like to see this in some grand event happen where all of the ships would come over and send water down or whatever they could do, unfortunately, at this point, that is not going to happen because there is a purging that is going on there in this particular area and in other areas across the planet. It is a, in some respects, a release, you can call it this, for the energies here. But it is also those of the forces of darkness that are creating this. This is not an act of Gaia as much as it is forces that are coming into play here. And they are bringing about what they think is something that will help their cause, you might say, in their New World Order kind of idea. But it is not going to have that effect, and it is actually having an effect of when these types of catastrophes and calamities happen, the good nature of people comes out. Whereas before they wouldn't even give the time of day to their neighbor, but now they are reaching out and handing them food and water and whatever is needed to help through the situation. It is as if the best of man comes out in these types of situations, and that is true. And this is what is happening here. It does not seem that way for those that are experiencing within it, but they will look back on these times. Yes, they may have lost their homes and sometimes loss of life, but they will look back at this time as realizing what it was in that moment. It was a purging that is happening, but it is even more, it is happening, it is bringing about goodwill toward man. And this is what you can look at here to help the situation. Now, and with that in mind, you can also do what you can to ask, as you are doing, ask for the cessation of these fires and for the bringing of rain and all of this. This is what those of the Native Americans and others have been able to do when they are needing a certain type of energy to come about, such as rain or the cessation of such or whatever it might be. And they can bring this about because of their intention. It was beautiful
okay,
music.
Well,
but
it was beautiful.
So anyway, where were we to understand that there is reason for all of this, and this is what you need to look at, even though it is difficult. Even though you are experiencing great pain and suffering from this, something always comes out of this that is positive, if you look at it in that way. And it is always that we keep saying everything is being orchestrated here, even this part of things here. So when there is something very negative, such as these fires, you can look past this and see the positive that will come out of this. When fires burn away, they always bring back life after. You see?
Okay, yes, thank you, Wonders. I do understand. I did see that.
We know this was not the answer you were looking for. You were looking for a grand event to occur, but so is the entire world at this point, looking for that grand event, the event. And that is on its way, as we can say here now. We need to release channel here now. We need to release channel. So we will tell you, as we release here, we will tell you that everything is in motion. Everything is in motion and exactly the way it needs to be. And this is what you need to hold on to as you go through various types of situations, various types of catastrophes or calamities of different types. It is all part of the process. And as you are moving through this process, just allow it to be and continue on with your life and be in your life in every single moment. Shanti, please be the one.
Thank you.
Thank you.